Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Nick Sarda, Seth Lantman, and Bailey Saul Lanning about the IYP Putts and Pints fundraiser. Indianola Young Professionals is hosting mini golf tournament. There's some other things going on as well as a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. It's the Indianola Young Professionals Putt and Pints Classic. It's the third annual event, third year we've been doing this. The charity this year is called Feeding Indianola's Kids. Last year we were able to donate almost, I think, $9,250, something like that, to the local schools. Basically what it is when children can't afford their school lunches and they're not on state assistance, that this is a fund that helps pay for those school lunches for those kids. So we're really excited about the event this year.
Well, tell us a little bit about how it started to come about and why it's been fun over the last couple of years.
Originally, our event 3 years ago was the donation went to the Indianola Hope Foundation. And from there, it's kind of grown. We figured out how excited people were about fundraising in a new and fun way. So this is an out-of-the-box way for Indianola to raise some funds, but still have those funds stay locally.
Well, to kind of talk about how you decided to come about this cause and issue to fundraise for.
I guess that came about pretty organically. We sat down as a group, and we always try to bounce ideas off of each other as to what we think we should put the funds towards this year, and everybody brings an idea to the table, and we're sitting there, and that was a hot topic that was going through the state legislature at the time, too, was the idea that food shaming was the idea that kids who weren't on state assistance, that they were having to clean tables and things like that in communities outside of Indianola, and we thought, you know, that's something that we know happens in our schools where kids are getting a ham sandwich and not even a carton of milk, and so we thought, let's get that hot lunch to kids, and knew that our local teachers were also passing a hat around their cafeteria to help pay for those lunches, and so we thought it was a perfect fit.
Well, kind of talk about how this event came to be with Putt and Pints. I mean, it's fairly unique, just feels like it really caters towards the young professionals model, at least.
Yeah, we wanted to try to do something a little bit unique. That's kind of been our model from the beginning. This organization has been around for about 5 years, and a former board member heard about an event, I believe that was in Cedar Falls, that was a similar type of event. And we kind of latched onto it and decided we wanted to do it, but we wanted to do it right because there's a lot of different things that can come from it. And we put a lot of safeguards in and we try to keep it fun for everybody, raise a lot of money. But it basically started with sort of an idea saying we've done the smaller events. Now we want to try to do a big event to get the whole community involved and to get a bunch of businesses involved as well. So that was kind of the whole goal behind it in the first place.
Well, talk about some of the memories that you've had over the last couple of years that have made this memorable and really something that you've wanted to continue.
One of the great things about Putt, Putt, and Pints is we have a really diverse group that comes out for this. And we have a lot of local support through the establishments that host the holes. This year we have 10 holes, so this is even bigger and we want to say better than previous years. So that's really exciting. And just the diversity that we see out, we have business owners, we have age-wise from young professionals all the way up to veterans in the community. So it's a nice space and a nice time for people to meet people that you wouldn't normally maybe spend time with outside of this event.
And what has been memorable for you here, Seth? I know this has kind of like been one of the big events and obviously for a great cause.
I'll just add on to what Bailey said. It is really neat to see the wide age range in people. But then you also walk around the square and you see people that are wearing fun costumes, enjoying themselves and doing it for a good cause. I think it breathes some good life into the square, into the businesses out there. It's fun to support local businesses, support a local cause, and then also have a lot of fun while doing it. So, I mean, if you're walking around the square on May 4th and you see people out wearing fun costumes, having a good time, know what that's about, and find a way to get involved next year.
So how could people join in if they wanted to?
Sure. There's a sign up. There's a webpage. You'll see posters around town that are going up soon here. There's also a Facebook page, and there's a link on it that you can sign up. This year, we're allowing 80 teams to be in. We've expanded the field every year. I think right now there's roughly 5 to 9 spots left, so it's almost filled up already, and we're several weeks away from the deadline here. So one can go online to do it, or they can go through the Indianola Chamber and talk to them as well. Another way to be involved, if you miss the sign up or you can't get a team or you don't, you can just show up that day and have fun and enjoy the crowds and enjoy the free food and donate your time and hopefully money as well that day. So there's a lot of ways to get involved and a lot of people and sponsors that are involved in this.
Thanks to Nick Sarda, Seth Lantman, and Bailey Saul Lanning for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.